So I heard that there was someone on social media who gave us an idea for an episode.
It's true. Her name is Sarah, and she's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Is she now?
She is. You don't know what the idea for the episode is?
What is it?
Musicals!
Fuck. What is up, folks? This is Josh. That was weird.
That was weird.
I can't do that. I don't know.
I
was trying to be different from the... Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Subject Tonight. I was trying to be different.
Different, like, is sometimes good.
Yeah.
But
maybe I'll figure out a different, like, I kept telling myself that I wanted different, like, what's up intros, but, like, I don't know. I did that off the top of my head. Maybe I need to plan it out.
Well, I mean, we can try a new one every time, but I have a feeling we're going to end up going back to hey guys.
I mean, that's just us at this point, right?
What's up, guys? Hey guys, how's it going, guys? I don't know why I turned it into that accent,
you did the head bob, too.
Did the head bob.
Either way, what's up? This is another episode of... I just said that. It's your main man, Josh.
And I'm Megan.
She's in the building with me. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get it started. But you know what we start with?
Ba-doop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop,
ba-doop, ba-doop. We need a real jingle here.
I kind of like the ba-doops.
That can be our real jingle.
Our real jingle is just ba-doops.
Ba-doop, boop, boop, boop. Beep, 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 beep. Well, I want to go first because this one's really funny, or interesting, I should say. So, for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, I don't know who the fuck you are, but we do a section at the beginning of each episode called Weird News, where we find just random news. Doesn't have to be recent. We try to make it as recent as possible, but just recent random news from around the world, because people are interesting, and
that's
we like
true.
To highlight that.
Yes.
And also, animals are interesting. And according to Megan, so is
Vladimir Putin and his disturbing belly button.
Yes. But we don't ask questions. So, you know me, I like titles.
Yes.
I say this every time. I don't
Artsy
know why.
People, get on it.
You know me, I like titles. Dad left starstruck after Queen legend Freddie Mercury appears on his pork chop.
What?
Yeah. So this guy, his name is Derek Sims, 47. He couldn't believe his eyes when he popped his $3.49 pork chop into a pan, only to find the rock legend appear 10 minutes later. So there's like a picture on here, and
You don't really see it?
I mean, I see why he may have thought that, and he's a big Queen fan, which is probably why this came about. But yeah, that's the thing. He found Freddie's face on his pork chop while he was cooking it.
Some people find Jesus on their toast.
True.
And he found Freddie Mercury on a pork chop.
I mean, that's his Jesus. Might as well be, right?
Yeah, I mean, there you
Take
go.
Taken from this world too soon.
So soon. Too soon. R.I.P. Speaking of, have you seen the Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
So
good. Question, Megan?
So good.
Have you seen Rocketman?
Yes. My moms haven't seen it, and they're actually watching it for the first time tonight, and I was like, you probably shouldn't watch that with the kids around.
No, you should not.
But it's so good.
Absolutely should not. So can we go into a quick tangent
yes.
about those two movies? Because, like, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody and was like, yes, this movie is really cool. This movie is really cool. And then I saw Rocketman. And I was like, this is just a better movie.
Yeah.
Because,
so much better.
And it took me a second to kind of, like, articulate exactly why. Because they're very similar in that they go through the story of, like, a troubled rock star who finds success. But obviously, like, their personal issues kind of cause more problems for their, like, rock life, I guess you
yeah.
want to call it that, then like maybe they would have wanted to, and one dies. But like in a general sense, I think that Rocket Man does a better job of helping you as an audience member feel what Elton John is feeling
for sure
at that point in time. And the example that I give whenever I make that statement is when he starts singing that song about drowning, and
mm-hmm.
you literally see him
in
drowning
the pool.
In a pool. Like, there's visual storytelling along with the actual storytelling, and that just doesn't exist as heavily with Bohemian
Rhapsody. Yeah.
While I won't deny that Bohemian Rhapsody was still a good movie, great movie.
But if you have to compare the two, one of them is the obvious winner.
Yes, and that's Rocket Man.
Yeah.
That makes me feel unfortunate, because if I had known Bohemian Rhapsody could have been that good, I wish it would have been.
Exactly.
Right? Because it's not like they also didn't have room for that same, like, emotional visual storytelling. They just didn't actually
do it. They chose to do it in a different way.
Yeah. And it's more or less like a drama rather than like a visual narrative.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
They're still both great movies. Yes, go see them both if you haven't.
Absolutely. See them both. It's important that if you're going to watch them both and you haven't yet, watch Bohemian Rhapsody first.
Yeah.
Watch it first. It will prime you very much for Rocketman. You will be in the proper mental state for what Rocketman is going to give you if you have watched Bohemian Rhapsody first.
I also think that if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody second, unfortunately, it'll be kind of a letdown after watching Rocketman. And you don't want it to be a letdown. You want it to be a good standalone, I like this movie.
Because it is. It's the same thing I said about Lion King.
Yeah.
The Lion King remake. Like, it's not bad. It just could have been better.
Yes.
Or it should have been better.
Yeah.
Going back to Lion King. I don't know if... I mean, I really feel like the only thing that was missing, Bohemian Rhapsody, was... Oh, well, I guess we're talking about musicals. This is kind of... Is it considered a musical?
Yeah.
This count?
Yeah.
So we accidentally got into the subject a little early. But I think that on its own, it's still a good movie experience.
For sure. Okay. Are you ready for my weird news?
Yes.
As always, for those of you that haven't tuned in, I have two favorite types of weird news. And that's animals and Vladimir Putin.
And what do we have today?
Animals, again.
Of course.
It's just so much easier to find stuff on animals than it is on old Vlad.
Well, that's like, actually pretty fair, given that America doesn't really like him right now.
Yeah, but, you know, his belly button still gives me nightmares, so...
His pants.
If you guys haven't seen pictures of Vladimir Putin shirtless, his pants are up so high and you can still see his belly button. Like, how high up is that thing? It's just disturbing.
People tell me that that's how pants are supposed to be worn. And I'm like, who the fuck are you and where have you been all my life? That's not how you wear pants.
No, that's not how you wear pants.
You wear pants at your waist, not at your belly button.
That's why they give you waist measurements. That's
right.
Why
like,
they
measure
you.
Don't
measure
your belly button.
No.
Like, that's dumb.
But he doesn't measure his belly button either. You can still see his belly button.
Well, also true.
It's just so high. Anyway, that's not my weird news.
But that is weird news.
It is weird news, but...
Watch, we're going to get shut down by the KGB one day.
No one in Russia can listen to this. No one. So, my weird news is 250 escaped pigs run rogue through Vermont town, and hot dog buns help lure them back in.
Hot dog buns.
Hot dog buns. Who knew?
Of all the things.
Sorry for that small break in audio, guys. My dog decided to unplug the audio box.
But I'm a god, so I fixed it.
Yeah, he did. Fine. He's amazing.
It's fine.
Yeshua, our savior.
I try.
Anyway.
Yeah, you were talking about pigs.
The pigs caused $80,000 worth of damage
what
to
the
small
fuck?
Town of Orange, Vermont before they were corralled back into their Sugar Mountain farm.
How? What did they even do?
Did
they just, like, run around breaking shit?
They chased animals into the brush and ditches. Hold on, working to get them back. They frequently got away. People were unable to walk in the roads because the pigs would chase them.
Those are some mean-ass pigs, dude.
Right? I'm trying to see what they did because it doesn't say...
Like what?
What damage? Actually damage they did, but it says they caused $80,000.
I'm trying to figure out how. Like, what would they have broken that was worth $80,000? Like, they're fucking pigs, right?
I have no idea.
Like, is that medical bills, too? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, apparently that is also a part of that number is fines that they got out of the town for causing a public nuisance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, the total tallied $81,955 for being a public hazard, quote-unquote.
Huh.
So, yeah. Keep track of your pigs, guys, or you'll have to owe the town of Vermont, or Orange, Vermont, $80,000.
That's...
It's no
Who
good.
Who names a town Orange?
There's towns called Nowhere, like...
Is there Nowhere, Indiana?
I don't think it's in Indiana. I really want to say it's in, like...
Is it in one of our border states?
I don't know. Let's look that up.
Because if so, we need to go there. I need to go to Nowhere. So I can say that I went nowhere. this is happening.
We could have a... Nowhere is in Oklahoma.
Fuck.
Yeah. We could
Oklahoma's
go.
Oklahoma's not close to here.
But we could go.
Make a trip to Nowhere, Oklahoma.
Yeah. It's just like the Area 51, Storm Area 51. We'll do a Facebook group for a trip to Nowhere, Oklahoma.
Get like 18 people. We get like six cars. We're just like drive a corral down.
Artsy people, make it happen.
Journey to Nowhere. It'll be our first like journey podcast.
It'll be fun. It'll be a road trip podcast. I don't know how we'll do the actual road tripping part, but
I guess we'll have to like record it on our phones or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll record the audio.
We'll put it on YouTube instead. We'll upload some content to our Let's Play for change.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with that, dude. Because, like, I really wanted to survive. And you see, like, this is random. Absolutely random. And I know I'm going on a tangent, so deal with me. Or so deal with it is what I'm going to say. But, like, we went to that Game Grumps thing, right?
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, we saw Game Grumps. We saw the Game Grumps live while they were here.
So super cool.
Super dope. Go Team Toad.
Yeah.
But they had, like, a Q&A section because they got done with the game a little earlier than they were anticipating. So they just kind of, like, sat there. They were real with us. And, like, a bunch of people from the crowd asked some questions. And, like, I'm not going to pretend that, like, these content creators don't do shit for people. Like, I absolutely understand that, like, these people who are, like, funny and just, like, hanging out are, like, helping people through, like, depressive shit. But I got real annoyed, like, the third time somebody got on the mic and was like, oh, my God, I love you guys so much. You love me so much throughout my life. Oh, my God, I'm crying.
And I'm just sitting here like, I just want to know what they're doing with the new channel. I want to know. Like, I had so many questions that I would have asked them, and none of them involved me crying.
No.
Am I just not a fan?
I understand, like being, like, a really big fan and, like, meeting, like, someone you really like and being starstruck. I get that. But, like, third time in a row,
right,
somebody gets on the mic and is, like, bawling their eyes out, I'm like, fucking say your question, bitch. I don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah, was the guy with the mic just looking for people who were already crying? And he's like, yeah, you're a good one.
I don't know. But he got mostly women, and that annoyed me. But the thing that I really wanted to ask them was, because, like, obviously we have a YouTube channel that involves Let's Plays. And what I really wanted to know is, like, how they, like, what was their process for, like, coming up with, like, their show formats?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if there was, like, some things that we could glean from that. Like, these guys are, like, literally, like, where we would like to be if
yeah.
we could do it. So, like, what got them there is kind of my idea. Because I hate it when people ask, like, oh, how did you get started? What was your idea doing a podcast? They just want to fucking play games. But, like,
I loved that response, by the way. They were like, why'd you start your new channel?
Money. But actually, though. But, yeah, I really wanted to ask them, like, something tangible about their YouTube channel. And not just, like, the random questions that I feel like everybody asks. And I was annoyed that I didn't get to ask it. Because I was really close. I feel like I was really close to getting a question. And
yeah.
then, like, the dude passed me up. Just like how I'm pretty sure while we were playing the game,
he pointed at you.
He did point at me, and I'm pretty sure he pointed at me because of my shirt.
Yeah.
It was the same shirt that I was wearing.
He was wearing a Super Mario shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. And so, like, this was the shirt that I was wearing that day, and I'm pretty sure he saw that and was like, that guy looks like fun.
But
that guy should play the game.
The guy in
but
front
the
of him
guy,
went.
Because he also had glasses, was like, oh, yeah, I got picked. I was like, fuck you.
They totally picked you, Josh.
So the thing you don't know is that guy actually works with me, and I fucking hate him.
Oh.
It's also really bad at Mario Kart. Anyway, so weird news.
Weird news is done. Boop 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 boop.
We went on too many tangents there. I had to rein it back in. So, what exactly are we doing with musicals? We're just gonna, like, talk about them. We're gonna rank them.
We're gonna rank them.
Oh,
we're gonna
Lord.
Sing them.
Oh,
we're
Lord.
Gonna quiz over them.
Okay.
It's going to be a musical palooza.
So I'm assuming you came up with this shit, because I forgot that was even a thing before.
Don't worry. I got you.
You got me?
Okay. So,
I saved the equipment. You saved the actual episode. Because I had no idea how we were going to do it. I was going to be like, musicals, we're done.
Okay. So, first off, this is just a list of what Google considers, like, the top musicals of all time.
Okay.
Number one is Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Number two is Wicked.
Okay.
Three is Book of Mormon.
Okay.
Four is Lion King.
Okay.
And five is Hamilton. That's their top five.
Interesting.
I could keep going because they have Les Mis, Chicago, Rent, Fiddler on the Roof, and Aladdin for the other five.
Also interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty.
So
wait, that went up to 10? that you just listed?
Phantom, Wicked, Book of Mormon, Lion King, Hamilton, Les Mis, Chicago, Rent, Fiddler on the Roof, Aladdin.
So there's a bunch of those on there that I still haven't seen.
Which ones haven't you seen?
Fiddler on the Roof. I haven't seen Rent. I haven't seen...
Rent is so good. I haven't seen Fiddler on the Roof.
I have seen... Go to the list one more time. I'll just tell you if I have or not.
Phantom of the Opera.
I've seen that.
Wicked.
I've seen that.
Book of Mormon.
I've not seen that.
Lion King.
Obviously.
Hamilton.
I've seen that. Well, actually, no. I've listened to the soundtrack multiple times.
I will count it.
I've not actually seen...
I will count it because you know it.
Yeah, I know the music. And we're talking... Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So... By extension.
Les Mis.
I've seen that.
Chicago. Many times.
I've seen that too.
Rent.
I've not seen that.
Have you seen the movie at least?
No.
Oh, wow. You're behind.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Not seen that.
And Aladdin.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're so good. So there
are three in there I didn't know.
Yeah. I've seen or at least heard all of them except for Fiddler on the Roof. That's the only one I haven't seen / heard. So
every time I hear Chicago, I'm like, he had it coming.
Okay, so let's start off with Phantom of the Opera because that's their number one.
I mean, I feel like that's warranted. I feel like there's not a lot that Phantom doesn't do. I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a while since I've seen it though, so like I don't have any like recent strong memories of it. I just know that I really liked it when I last saw it, and I only saw the movie.
Can you sing any songs from it?
No.
Aww.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to make you sing something.
I'll sing a lot, sure.
Okay.
As long as you don't mind me sounding kind of sick.
You're going to sound better than I will, so. Okay, number two is Wicked.
Yes.
Wicked is fantastic.
I saw Wicked on, not Broadway, but like our, like in...
Broadway Across America, the Mural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it there. Same. And I've heard... Before I saw it, like I heard some songs from it,
mm-hmm.
and there was one time it was playing at the Marat, and like the tickets were really cheap, and Sammy was like, "You have to go. You've never seen Wicked." And I was like, "Alrighty then, that's fine. It's whatever. I wasn't doing anything else with my Friday, so like we went, and like I really liked it. And I was like, now I see why people like this.
All right, good. What's your favorite song from Wicked?
Everybody says their favorite song is Defying Gravity. I'm trying to remember. What mine was, because it was like one or two songs right before it. I'm going to look up the soundtrack real quick, because if I remember the name of it, or if I hear the name of it, I'll remember the song.
So I just don't remember what the names are. My favorite actually isn't Defying Gravity. It's Dancing Through Life. And specifically my favorite rendition is when, you guys won't know Clay. Well, I mean, you might know Clay. If you've watched our Let's Play channel from the beginning, Clay used to be on our Let's Play channel.
Yeah.
And he did his own rendition of it for his senior. Good. Oh.
For Good's my favorite song.
Yes.
Out of that
for real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you going to sing it?
Because I feel that way about like a lot of things in my life. It was, so like I was enjoying it. But, like, I heard that song, and that's the first one that gave me goosebumps. And then I was like, yep, we're good. We had a good time.
I like that song.
I don't remember it well enough to sing it for you. I'm sorry.
I'll do it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not going to be good, though.
That's fine, man.
You guys, please don't make fun of me. Sarah, this is for you and you only.
You got to take the good with the bad, Megan. They're going to make fun of you anyway.
But it's important that you own it. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason. Bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. All right, that's all I'm going to do.
That wasn't bad.
I feel like I'm so shaky and nasally when I sing.
You're fine. You're fine, Megan.
You're going to have to sing the next ones.
I mean, as long as I know songs from them.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is Book of Mormon.
Never heard
it. You've never heard Book of Mormon? Josh.
What?
You're going to have to. It's the next Hamilton now for you.
Is it?
Yes. It's so good and it's so funny.
I mean, I know I can probably find the soundtrack on Spotify. Yes, I guess you can. I'll just like listen to it on the way home or whatever.
You have to.
That's literally how I found out about Hamilton. I was just like, let me look up the soundtrack and see if I like the music. And I was just like, what is this? Why is this wonderful?
So, Book of Mormon is written by the same people that wrote South Park.
Really?
They're ex-Mormons, so they know everything about the religion. And they make fun of Mormonism the whole time. So, like, it's all about this guy named Elder Price and Elder Cunningham, who they go on their mission trip to Africa. And Elder Cunningham knows really nothing about Mormonism other than, like, he's supposed to recruit people to it. So he keeps making up stuff, like, nerdy stuff, like telling them that if they don't convert, they'll burn in the fiery pits of Mordor. yeah.
That's great.
And, like, he gets people in Africa, like, it's kind of racist in a way because, like, they talk about how Africans, like, will, like, circumcise women and, like, stuff like that. And he gets them to stop doing it by telling them that if they do it, that they'll get turned into frogs. And the only way to get rid of AIDS is to fuck a frog. And if you, yeah, like, he makes up a whole bunch of shit, dude.
That's not in any way what I thought that would be. Okay.
But it's so funny and the music is so good. It's got Andrew Rannells play, I don't know if you know who that is, plays the lead.
He's not top of my head.
Fantastic. Okay. So, and Josh Gad plays Cunningham.
I know Josh Gad.
Yes. Everyone knows Josh Gad.
Well,
most people should know Josh Gad.
I was going to say everybody should know Josh Gad, but I feel like everybody knows Josh Gad for a reason that I wouldn't want people to know Josh Gad for.
Which is?
Olaf.
Yeah.
And
Frozen.
Like, speaking of musicals, I have, like, 5 issues with Frozen.
That just 5? Stopped
me from, well, I mean, it's like a bunch, but I've narrowed it down to, like, 5 specific reasons, and because of that, I can't really like it, and one of them has nothing to do with Frozen, at its core. Let me explain, because you're giving me that face. You're giving me that face. So the first reason why I don't like Frozen is because everybody else liked Frozen so much more than I did. And I can't tell you how annoying it was to hear that shit for like a year after the movie. Like, I was fine with Frozen as a movie. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was very enjoyable. But like, I was so annoyed by how much so many other people liked it. And I couldn't, I couldn't escape it. I couldn't escape it. I couldn't let it go. I couldn't.
Get it? And let it go?
Stop it. And I did that on purpose. I wanted it to just be a quick thing. I just had to reference it because it was going to happen. It was going to happen. I wanted to control it. Bring it back.
I brought it back.
Okay. But, like, that's the big reason why I didn't like it. The second reason is that, like, I don't feel like it did a twist villain very well.
No.
Because, like, The good thing about twist villains and well-written twist villains is that you, if you're smart and you can see, you would know that they were a villain the whole time. And Frozen, as a movie, went through several different iterations before it became what it was. And, like, Hans wasn't supposed to be a villain. And throughout the course of, like, making the movie, he became the villain because they wanted a twist villain.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really a villain already. And so I was like, I mean, okay, like, it's fine that you did that, but, like, I wish then you would have made Hans more villainous before that. Because there's literally nothing in the movie. I've watched it, like, 15 times.
That would suggest he's a villain.
At all. Like, literally, there are shots of him being a good person and doing good person things.
Over and over again.
The only thing he does that seems out of whack is wanting to marry Anna. But, like, we're talking about fairy tale stupid nonsense here. So, like,
it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's not, like, out of the norm. But everybody else thinks that's weird. So, like, go movie for acknowledging that that's a thing. But, like, he's not a bad person for wanting that. No. It's very clear that they have some kind of actual connection there. Like, you see that in their first actual interaction. And he does nothing villainous until he's like, okay, I'm just a villain now. And I'm like, the fuck, Hans? What? What even? What actual even? You could have made the old guy who was, like, trying to kill her fucking the evil guy. That could have been the villain. Like, whatever.
Oh, Mr. Weaselton? Yeah. Or whatever.
Whatever the fuck his name was, he could have been the villain. That would have been fine. And, like, sure, there wasn't, like, a traditional villain, so, like, Elsa took what would have been the villain's song and made it, like, let it go, and that's, like, the thing that no one can ever actually let go of. But, like, I just... villains make movies for me. We've talked about this, and there really wasn't one until there was one, and it makes sense. And I was like, that's dumb. And thirdly, I feel like all the songs that weren't the fuck is the one at the beginning of the movie where they grow up? Do
You Want to Build a Snowman? Yeah.
If the song wasn't Do You Want to Build a Snowman or Let It Go, it wasn't worth it to me.
I don't know. Love is an Open Door was pretty fun.
I mean, sure, it was fun, but I feel like it was catchy nonsense. I really don't feel like it was an actual song.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. But, like, Disney does that. Disney's good at that.
Cute stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, that wasn't really in question. We know that Disney could do that. But, like, I want more than that. And at least Do You Want to Build a Snowman tells a story. Let It Go tells a story. Like, there's a reason for those characters to be going through those things at that time. This does what a musical should. This does what a musical number should in a musical. But, like, I don't know. And, like, the one part about, like, being a fixer-upper. God damn it. Stupid fucking rock people. There's, like, so much shit in that movie.
This Did you third. Say stupid fucking black people?
No, stupid fucking rock people. Oh, like, Megan!
I was like, what did you Megan. Just say?
How dare you? How dare you?
I thought you were going real racist for no. a second.
How are they black? They're made of rocks.
I didn't hear rock, though.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here. But no, like, this is my fourth thing. Like, there's, like, so much shit that's literally just not explained. And, like, I'm not pretending that you need to, like, break down all the aspects of your universe to me. But, like, let's take Moana, for example, right? There's a lot of aspects of, like, Maui's powers and, like, Maui's past that you don't really know. But, like, he takes steps to explain, in some degrees, what his tattoos mean and, like, the life he's lived before now. Like, that's fine. I don't have any questions about Maui, about his life, or nor do I have any questions about Te Fiti and Te Ka, because we found out that, like, they're one and the same, and that was a really cool thing that we found out about. And, like, that was it. That was the end of that. Yeah. Like, we wanted to know where Te Ka came from and what all that shit meant. And then, like, we found out that Te Ka is, like, Te Fiti without a heart. And I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really fucking cool. But, like, there aren't questions about that world.
No.
Right? I don't need to understand how the people work because that was explained. They were fucking sea voyagers. And then they stopped sea voyaging because they were like, cool, this island gives us all we need. Literally, it's in the song. So, like, whatever. And so... There's reasons for stuff, and I like reasons for stuff because then it means like there's a world that makes sense.
Yeah.
And like in Frozen, people have Elsa has magic powers, and like literally nobody else. So like magic is a thing, but like only one person has magic, and it's hard to understand exactly how powerful Elsa is because she seems like she's like ice god, but like somehow her powers don't always work because she can make like castles. And, like, make literally an entire area of the world freeze over. But, like, somehow she can't defend herself from, like, arrows. I don't know. But, like, and then the rock people. And, like, I don't know. Maybe it'll make more sense in Frozen 2 because that's coming out sometime soonish.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not interested in learning about it because you didn't give me enough reason to care before. It's just, like, literally things. And then these rock people have magic, too. But, like, that's not explained either.
Yeah.
And, like, somehow in the fucking trailer for Frozen 2, there's, like, nothing frozen. And I'm like, what?
Maybe it's Frozen 2, the anti-frozening.
I don't. Stop. Stop. So I know I just went on, like, a long-ass rant about why I don't like Frozen. But, like...
Which wasn't even the musical we were talking about.
Not at all. But, like, that's why I don't like Frozen.
All right. The next one I know you're going to be able to sing. It's The Lion King.
Nah!
No, you have to do Be Prepared. You have to. If you don't do Be Prepared, our listeners will riot. Well, Sarah, then, you will riot, won't you?
I mean, do they even know that I sung that song in college?
I know that. And now they know that because you just said that.
I mean, I guess that's fair. I just dug myself my own grave, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It's fine. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expression. The lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare... Oh, fuck, I don't know what's the...
I don't know the words. Okay. We can cut it right there if you want.
Fuck. No, I need to say this part. I need to get to be prepared. It's not going to be worth it if I don't get to be prepared.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure
it's... So prepare for the chance of a lifetime.
Chance of a lifetime. Sensational news. Yeah. Okay. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared. Be prepared.
Yay! So good.
You're welcome.
So yeah, if you guys haven't seen Lion King yet, the Broadway musical is so much different from the movie,
but like by a lot.
So good though.
Well, I think my biggest thing that I really liked about the Broadway version is that, like, obviously it's a story about animals.
Yeah.
And you can't be an animal on Broadway.
But they do it so well. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, giraffes and the elephants and then Zazu. They've got,
like, all the different, like, costume pieces, like, make them look like animals. And, like, all the people do enough animal-like things that it works. And I think that's really cool. But, like, the costume designers on the fucking Broadway version are, like, geniuses. They're phenomenal. They're great.
I just want to give a shout out to whoever plays Zazu, because literally the person that plays Zazu is just in a black suit, so like you can't see them on the stage.
And he's got like a little bird.
He's got a bird on a rope that he just keeps swinging around in a circle, and that's his only job for the entire time that he's on stage. And you know that his arm has to be getting tired after
but
that.
But actually though, and he's got like a little thing to like move his mouth.
Yeah.
When he's not actually flying, yeah, and like he's flying, like perched on something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Go Zazu guy.
Go Zazu guy. Okay. Hashtag go Zazu guy.
Go Zazu guy. All right. Next one is Hamilton.
So I'm not throwing away my shot. What?
Can you rap?
Can I rap?
Do a little hip hop, whatever you consider Hamilton to be.
I don't know the words to any of the songs enough to rap them. Because I just listened to them. I've not actually tried to, like, sing them myself or sing rap them. I don't know. Except for Uptown, where it's quiet Uptown.
Oh.
Because that one's my favorite song out of the whole thing.
That's same. 100%.
But, because there's no rapping in that song. But
it doesn't need to be, though.
You're right. But, I mean, it's not like a rap song. Like, that's not one of the ones that matter. But, like, I was not expecting... So when I first heard it, I thought it was just going to be like Hamilton's life up until the end of the Revolutionary War. And then it goes so much longer past that. Like when I first listened to it, I was in the car going somewhere and that's where it stopped. And I was like, or that's where I stopped. And I was like, okay, there must not be much more after that. And so then another time I was in my car, I was like, let me just pick up my laptop to see what was left. And I looked through the list and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. There's like so much more.
Part two.
So much more. Jesus Christ. And like it literally goes through literally all of the actual Hamilton's life. And what's interesting is that I never actually knew anything about the actual founding father, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
Until this musical. And I mean, I think his life was pretty interesting, or at least the dramatized version of it is.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, what's your second favorite song?
You see, my issue with this is that, like a good musical, Hamilton builds on its musical ideas, and so you'll see lots of things get refreshed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would be enough. Like, certain musical phrases, or like, you know, not throwing away my shot, rise up. Like, there's lots of Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. Like, there's just lots of, like, musical bits.
That play off of one another.
Yeah. And so, I mean... My favorite song is the one that uses those the best, which is why Uptown is my favorite song, because it uses a lot of those, especially all the ones involving like the Skylar sisters when you first meet them,
mm-hmm.
you know, look around, a bunch of other stuff. Like it's a good musical.
Yes.
So I'd say my second favorite song, My second favorite song, other than Uptown, probably has to be the last one. I don't remember what it's called.
Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. That would probably be my second favorite. Let me tell you what I wish I'd known. When I was young and dreamed of glory, you have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
I just love that. I just love it.
So good.
Look around, look around.
I'd say, God, I don't know what my favorite song from Hamilton is. I mean, other than It's Quiet Uptown, just because that's a beautiful song.
If I had to say, so let me amend my answer. Because if I had to say there's like one song I've listened to more than that one, it's probably not whatever song is the one where he starts to not throw away a shot. Where like they throw that out there. Where like, Aaron Burr. I'm pretty sure. It's the song where he meets Aaron Burr. And I'm pretty sure that song's called like Burr,
Sir.
Are
you Aaron Burr, sir?
Who's asking? I'm sorry, sir. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you. I'm getting nervous, sir. Ooh, one of my favorites is actually Farmer Refuted. I don't know if you remember that one. It's the one that the guy goes, hear ye, my name is Samuel Seabury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they, like, they duke it out.
They duke it out, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Fucking King George. Or King, whatever.
Which one?
All of them. Because they're all basically the same.
Yeah, I mean, but You'll Be Back is probably my favorite one.
Well, You'll Be Back is the complete one.
Yeah.
Because all the other ones are like rehashing that same musical phrase with different words. Although, I Know Him, if that one was complete, it would probably be my favorite. Just because I feel like that one's the most, like, whimsical.
Yeah.
Out of them all. But You'll Be Back is fucking great.
I remember which one my favorite one is now. I went and looked up the list. Good Dear part. Theodosia. That's probably my favorite one out of all of the songs
That's
on there.
That's a good one, too.
It's just so pretty, and it's one of the only standalone songs that they have where it's not like a rehashing of a bunch of different stuff that they've already done. So I think it's a nice little extra piece.
It's also one of the few songs he actually sings in.
Mm-hmm.
Because in most of the other songs, he's rapping.
That's true. And he's got a really good voice, Leslie Odom Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next on the list after Hamilton, we have Les Mis.
Fuck.
That's a hard one.
Shit, man. So, like, the thing I really like about Les Mis in comparison to, like, a lot of the other musicals is that, like, it's literally one giant song. Like, the singing never stops because all of the scenes are actual songs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's really fucking cool, but that's also kind of annoying because there's a lot of like talk singing and there's a lot of not actual songs, but like it's fucking beautiful. And just like how in Hamilton it kind of, well, I guess this one was first, so I guess we can say that, I don't know if it was one of the first ones to do it, but like it also builds on its own musical themes, and like they reuse a lot of the same like melodies with different characters and different emotions, and I think that's really fucking cool. Like the first time I realized it was when I realized that the
which one,
like the fucking church guy at the beginning,
yeah,
who like gives Jean Valjean the silver. Like the song that he sings when he gives him the silver is the same like melody as Empty Chairs and Empty Tables.
Oh, which is such a good song.
Which is probably my favorite out of all the songs that are there. But like, I've got like Empty Chairs and Empty Tables is like my favorite. Like if I could rank them, I'd say like that's like a 10, and then I have like 8 songs out of 9.
Yeah.
Like there's just so many others that I really like. Like I can't remember the names of them when I'm like on the spot. On My Own is one that I really like.
That's my favorite.
There's fuck. Think about the movie. Anne Hathaway sings this one. It's her only song in the movie. There was a time when men were
kind. I Dreamed a Dream.
Thank you. I Dreamed a Dream. That one. The one that Jean Valjean sings when Marcus dies. Take him home.
Yeah. I don't know. Bring him home.
Bring him home. Fucking. Trying to think of any others that. Do You Hear the People Sing is another one, is another one that I really enjoy. Because I just like ensemble songs. They're just great.
And that one's done so well.
Yes. But yeah, man. Like, I know that I like so many other songs on there, but like Empty Chairs and Empty Tables is just. It's just.
Do you want to sing it,
Stirs
Josh?
Some things in my loins. Do I want to sing it?
Yeah.
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Empty chairs and empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flames. Here they sang about tomorrow. And tomorrow never came.
Oh, I love your bass voice. It's just, gives me goose pimples.
Goose pimples?
Goose pimples. Yeah, that's what my grandma calls them.
Goose pimples?
Goose pimples.
Goose pimples.
She didn't say it like that, but I like to put a little accent on it just to make it funny.
That's fine. But no, man, Les Mis is great. There was another one I was trying to think of, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, fucking Javert song.
Which one? Stars?
Or
Javert Suicide?
His Suicide. I don't remember what it's called.
That's literally called Javert Suicide. Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That one.
So good.
That one's fucking great.
They do a really good job at writing the characters, and I mean, obviously it was a book beforehand.
Before it was a musical,
so, I mean, yeah, they had a lot to work off of, but they did such a good job of bringing those characters to life. And okay. Next on the list is Chicago.
So I've only seen Chicago, like, twice. It's probably the other, like Phantom. I only remember, like, little bits and pieces, but I just remember very much enjoying it. And I didn't see it on Broadway. I saw the movie.
Same.
So... yeah.
It's good. Okay, so I'm taking it that Cell Block Tango is probably your favorite.
It's the only one I remember.
Well, okay.
Just being honest, it's really the only one. I mean, I know that there was a lot of music in Chicago that I enjoyed, but Cell Block Tango is the only one that stuck with me since then. And for some odd reason, like, when I think about Cell Block Tango, I think about Moulin Rouge, too, for some reason.
Oh.
I'm not too sure why.
Because Moulin Rouge is just an amazing musical.
Also fair, yes.
I love Moulin Rouge. I wish it was on this list because I could get down to some Moulin Rouge all
I could
day long. Too. So my favorite is actually When You're Good to Mama. Do you remember that one that Queen Latifah does?
No.
I don't. Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity.
No? Not ringing a bell.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I'm going to have to listen to that too.
It's good. It's Queen Latifah too, and she does an amazing job at it. Yeah, I love Queen Latifah.
She's a performer.
Yeah, she is. Okay, since you don't remember much about Chicago, we will skip to Rent, which you haven't seen.
I've not seen it.
Ugh. Sarah, I'm sorry.
I just know it's about
I know that you wanted Rent. I know that you wanted it, but Josh hasn't seen it, and so.
And I mean, I'll pretend like I have. I can fake it with the best of them.
So Rent it's about a lot of gay/allies that all live in. An apartment.
Yeah.
Rent free. They're squatters. And a guy that used to be their friend married into a lot of money and is now trying to turn their apartment complex into like these high rise apartments. And he's going to force them all to pay rent, which is part of the reason they're like, yeah, well, none of us have real jobs. so none of us can pay rent. Because, like, one of them's, like, a starving artist, and one of them's a musician, and one of them is a videographer, and then you have Joanne, who's Maureen's girlfriend slash fiance slash wife. I don't think they get married. No, take me or leave me is when they cut off their marriage, so no, they don't get married, but and she's the only one with a job. She's a lawyer. So she's trying to help them through it, but half of them have AIDS, so it's like kind of about the AIDS epidemic too. Some of them are on drugs. One of them killed a dog by playing drums all night until it jumped out of the window. Angel, yeah.
Okay.
You have to watch this to understand it. It's so hard to explain to somebody that's never seen it. One of them's a stripper. There's a whole scene called Take Me Out Tonight. And there's, yeah, that's some hot stuff right there.
Okay.
Trying to remember who plays Mimi. Rosario Dawson.
Oh.
So if you ever wanted to see Rosario Dawson half naked, this is the movie for you.
On the list. Easy ad.
Okay, Fiddler on the Roof, neither of us have seen.
No. I just know that it's like a classic.
Yeah. I don't know much about it. But the last one, we do know much.
Aladdin.
Aladdin. We know about Aladdin.
Yeah.
Aladdin's good.
I mean, I don't know how much I like it in comparison to the other Disney classics.
Well, that's why it's number 10.
True. But I like Robin Williams.
Oh, okay, so let's talk about this first. Broadway version, movie version, like original movie version, or new movie version?
I never saw the Broadway one. Okay. I've only seen the original movie and the new movie.
Okay.
And between them, I like the original better.
Okay.
Than the new movie. But I think that the new movie, just like how we've been talking about Lion King, I feel like the new movie is very interesting. I think the new movie did a better job of adapting Aladdin than the new Lion King did at adapting the old Lion King.
Oh.
Personally. Because I feel like there's just a lot more that works in live action for Aladdin
than
the Lion King, because
Lion King technically wasn't a live action
either. Well, yeah, but like they went with like realistic animals, and we've talked about the fact that lions don't fucking emote, so like it's impossible to actually get anything expressive out of them except for like yelling scenes or like things that actually are dumb. And that's why like there's so many situations in where like people will be talking about shit, and like since the animals can't emote, they just like do something, like they just like twitch or like scratch something or like whatever, because they need to be doing something while they're saying something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would be able to make expressive motions, and they can't, because fucking whatever, they wanted to make them look like real fucking lions. They looked like real fucking lions already. They didn't, I mean, they were cartoon lions, sure, but like they look like real fucking lions. Whatever. But yeah.
Josh has thoughts.
I have lots of thoughts. Lots of feelings.
If you haven't listened to it yet, we have a whole episode on Lion King.
Yes.
Where Josh tells you his thoughts, so you can go back and listen to that.
And I will say this until the end of time, they fucked up. Be prepared. They fucked it up.
They
and
did.
I will never forgive them for it.
They did. But you didn't. You made it good on this episode.
Thank you.
You did great.
Even though I stumbled a bit there. Thank you.
But, I mean, you stumbled, but you got back up. And you finished it, unlike the movie.
I wasn't throwing away my shot. But no, like, I like, in it, thinking about them as a whole, and, I mean, obviously at this point, like, the old Aladdin's, like, kind of dated. It does and says and acts a lot of things that don't really make a lot of sense in today's society. But, like, I still think as a movie experience, it's definitely not bad. And the new, I think that the new Aladdin is a better movie, but I think that the old Aladdin is a better musical.
Okay. I can agree to that. I can absolutely agree with that. Robin Williams is really hard to compete with anyway.
It is, and Will Smith does a really good job of making it Will Smith, and I think that that's fair.
I'm glad that he didn't try to make it Robin Williams.
I'm glad that he didn't either.
He did. He
and
did
those were big shoes that literally no one else can fill.
No.
Because that character was written for that guy.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no way that you can do that better than Robin Williams can.
That's so true.
Because that's literally Robin Williams.
All right, so, like, what song do you want to sing from Aladdin?
I mean, to be honest, there's like, this is one of the classics. There's only like five.
There's like four songs to choose from.
And I mean, I feel like the one that everyone wants to sing is A Whole New World. But like, I'm trying to not sing that.
But we don't have to do that. We can do our own thing here.
But like, what else is there?
You could do Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not Robin Williams and I don't remember those words.
That's what phones are for, Yeshua.
That's what phones are for. I mean, I guess you're fair. That's fair. What are all the songs in there? Like, I looked at the Tarzan soundtrack the other day, and there was only like four songs in there. And I was like, why the fuck are there only four songs in Tarzan?
And they're all by Phil Collins.
Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck? Were there only four songs in this movie? I thought there were so many more.
Aladdin. There's One Jump Ahead. Friend Like Me. Prince Ali. A Whole New World. Oh, this is the new. I want original. I can skip all the ones that say Alan Menken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really only like three songs in yeah, this entire thing.
Because like two of them are like reprised.
Yep. So you can do One Jump Ahead, Friend Like Me, or we can sing A Whole New World.
We're just going to do A Whole New World because I'm not about that life. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. A little ration for the wind, by the way. Fuck, I don't...
Tell
me, princess, when was the last time you let your heart decide? A whole new world.
That was shit.
A whole fantastic point of view. Don't know the rest of the words to this song, so I'm just gonna make it up from here. Zoom it up, bop it up, doo 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 doo
doo doo. Different movie.
yeah. Different movie.
That was good.
Dude, there was one time, I was really confused because there's that one song. Not Son of Man. It's from Tarzan.
Okay.
But it's not You'll Be in My Heart. There's one song where there's like, he's talking about fucking like finding yourself and shit. I don't remember what it's called. It may be part of Son of Man. I don't know. But I thought it was in The Lion King and then it wasn't there. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's why I looked at the Tarzan soundtrack because I remembered.
Two Worlds, You'll Be in My Heart, Son of Man, Strangers Like Me?
No. Is that it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's actually it.
It might be.
There's like nothing in that movie. It's probably part of Son of Man then.
Yeah.
Because
Son
I thought.
Son of Man up to the sky. Let your spirit set you free. Yeah, that one?
Yeah. There's like a part of it that I thought was in The Lion King where like Simba's like going. It's a song that I thought was playing when Beyonce made her whatever. She made to like cover the part where he's like running back to Pride Rock.
Oh,
he's, like,
yeah. The song that didn't need to be in there.
Responsibility. And I mean, I wouldn't say that the song didn't need to be in there. It was just like a bunch of nonsense.
Oh,
it
that's just my personal opinion. That I song mean, okay. didn't need to be in there.
and I'll rehash this one more time. I get to be assassinated by the Beehive, so I think they're not listening. Still don't think Beyonce should have been in this movie. Still don't think she should have been. I'm willing to accept. And I said this before. I'm willing to accept her singing.
Yeah.
I think that anytime she's using her voice to sing notes and words, it's fine. I just wish
her
she wasn't talking.
Been, yeah. Lions assemble. It's just, that may have been poor writing, but I think it was a mixture of poor writing and poor acting.
I don't feel like Lion King is a song that you can like add modernized things to because mm-hmm. it doesn't involve actual people.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like the women specifically were being oppressed. I feel like the entirety of like the Pride Lands were being oppressed.
Yeah.
And like that wasn't like a feminist issue.
But they made it one.
Yeah. And I was like, but why though? And, like, I'm all for, like, adding modern things to movies. And, like, that's why I was really cool with, like, the new Timon and Pumbaa. Because, like, I think that they were really funny for a different generation, and I think that that's very fair. Though I would prefer the 90s version, because that's the one I grew up with, and I think they're still fucking hilarious.
Yes.
But, like, that's fine. Like, the new kids wouldn't laugh at those old jokes. Like, I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. But, like, I didn't really see that as necessary.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Okay. Last question before we end this.
Okay.
What is your all-time favorite musical and why? Your favorite all-time. Not off this. It doesn't even have to be off this list.
Well, you already know what it is. We talked about this.
Uh-huh.
You know what this is.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Uh-huh.
How well do you know me, Megan?
Apparently not very well.
Well, it's Disney.
Uh-huh. That doesn't narrow it down for me.
Oh my God, Megan. What's my favorite Disney movie? We've talked about this. It's my favorite Disney soundtrack. I made a Facebook post about it forever ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. You're fired. Hercules.
Oh.
You knew that.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay.
I did.
It's okay. Hercules now, all in that same vein, do you know what my favorite Disney song is?
Is it from Hercules?
No. If I tell you what it's from, you'll know.
Okay, what's it from?
If I tell you, you'll know it, is what I said.
Yeah, I know.
So I can't give that to you. So Mulan.
Which one? There's two songs from Mulan I think you could like. I mean, unless it's just Reflection, and then I'll just end it there. Is it not?
What do you think it is?
It's either Reflections, or it's either... I'll Make a Man Out of You.
It's I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah. Okay. See? I told you there's two songs I thought it could be.
But no, I'll Make a Man Out of You is my favorite Disney song. Hercules is my favorite Disney movie, and by extension, my favorite musical.
Okay. That's good.
I will say this again. Disney's Hercules has the best full-on Disney soundtrack fucking at me. You cannot beat the Muses. They are undefeated.
That's why I'm so nervous about them doing the live adaptation of Hercules, because who are they going to get to play the Muses? I'm worried it's going to be like the Pussycat Dolls or something.
If it's not black women, I'm boycotting the movie.
Yes. I'm sorry, but...
Like, actually. Like, if it ain't some Soul Sisters, it ain't happening.
If Lizzo is not the main person, I'm sorry, but...
They better be ready to sing some goddamn gospel. Shit. But yeah, all your right. turn.
Oh, yeah.
All-time favorite musical.
All-time favorite musical is definitely Hamilton. All-time favorite song?
I said and why.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. This is going to sound so lame, but, like, I'm a huge history buff.
Okay.
Like, that's what I studied in college, and, like...
Why is that lame?
Because I like it, because it's historically accurate.
That's fair.
It's fair. Just, yeah, that's the nerd in me, and I'm just like, okay, this is actually, like, a historically accurate representation of Hamilton, like, in his life, and what he accomplished, and what he started, and what his wife was able to accomplish, and they didn't leave out the bad parts about his infidelities, and his stupidity at times, you know, like, they just did such a good job.
It's a very well-written musical. Absolutely. I would know. I've heard it.
Yeah.
Several times.
I haven't been to see it on Broadway yet, just because, like, nosebleed tickets are $300.
But actually.
And I can't afford that. So, as much as I would love to go see it, I can't do it. But between you and me, I know somebody that has a bootlegged version that got recorded at Broadway, and
well, then you should hook us up with that so we can watch that and then make an episode about
it. If they still have it. So it got uploaded to YouTube for 5 hours before YouTube shut it down, and this person was able to get it on a flash drive before it got deleted. So
nice. That is some internet handiwork right there.
I know. So anyway, so Hamilton's my favorite musical. My all-time favorite song, though, is not from Hamilton.
Is it from a Disney movie?
It is. Can you guess the Disney movie?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. It's sung by a female.
That doesn't narrow it down by a lot. Classic or modern Disney?
Like 90s Disney.
So classic. Sung by a female. A lot of things pop in my head.
Okay, I'll give you another hint because I didn't want to give it all the way away. But it's a song that I've already mentioned when I was trying to guess your songs.
Reflection?
Yeah. Hmm. Mostly because I was a huge Christina Aguilera fan as a kid, and she's the one that did Reflection. Like, well, she's not the only one did Reflection. Lea Salonga did Reflection, but she did a cover of it, and I used to sing that all the time in my shower. That was my shower song, my go-to shower song.
That's fair.
So,
for some odd reason, I, like, you said sung by a female in, like, classic Disney, and the first place my brain went to
was Let It Go from Frozen?
No, because we said classic Disney. The first place my brain went to is Little Mermaid.
Oh, that would have been a close second, for sure. Oh, that's really... So now I'm second-guessing myself.
Are you?
I am. Because I love Little Mermaid.
You gotta be on it, Megan.
It's still Reflection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still Reflection.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we've taken up enough of your guys' time. Sarah, I hope that this hit your musical itch. If it didn't,
you need to just fucking let it go. Because I'm not doing this shit again.
Should I start singing it?
No.
That's what our outro is going to be.
I will murder you. I will come across this room and end your life, Megan. We will not have a podcast.
Oh, it's happening.
You do not understand the depth of my hate for that song.
Oh, it's happening.
I swear to God.
All right, guys. Well, I'm Megan.
I'm done.
I'm done. See you guys next week.
Bye.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Well, now they know. Let it go.
Sing it, Josh.
Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
The way it slammed the door.
I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. I fucking hate you, Megan. I did it. There, you happy?
I'm so happy.